President Bush gave an unusual news conference at the White House today, briefing reporters on subjects ranging from Iraq to Zimbabwe to the sex scandal in the Catholic Church in Boston. The president reserved his first words for an 11th-hour push for Senate confirmation of Judge Charles Pickering to a federal appeals court. But he saved his harshest words for Israel's government.
Frankly, it's not helpful what the Israelis have recently done in order to create conditions for peace. I understand someone trying to defend themselves and to fight terror, but the recent actions aren't helpful.
NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from the White House. Hi, Don.
Hi.
Let's start with the Middle East. What did the president have to say about what the U.S. role there should be?
He speaks as Vice President Cheney is currently at the very beginning of a tour of the Middle East. And he talked about the tremendous amount of time, the president said, that his administration has devoted to trying to find a way to peace in the Middle East. Of course, he kept referring to the Mitchell Plan, which has been negotiated, which calls for negotiations to take place after a cooling down period. And he keeps saying that his administration is trying to find a way to get to the Mitchell Plan. Now, wasn't all that long ago that this administration was being criticized for not doing enough in the Middle East. But with Vice President Cheney there and with Mr. Zinni, the president's special envoy to the area, heading there at the end of this week, the president really tried to make the point today that the U.S. is really trying to figure out a way past this. But again, he didn't offer any optimistic remarks at all.
There's been quite a bit of international flap about this review of U.S. nuclear positions. What did the president have to say about that?
He said this review is really nothing new. And one of the things that it said is that the U.S. would consider preemptive strikes against certain nations around the world. It listed seven nations. Some of them you would expect to be on there. Iraq was on there. Syria was on there. Russia was also on the list. But
China
was on the list as well. And some have said that doesn't really reflect the new relationship the White House is trying to develop with these countries. He said basically the message is that the U.S. needs its nuclear arsenal, needs to keep it updated as a deterrent. And he said if it's there, if it's a strong arsenal, people will look at it and say we'd better not do anything to harm the U.S. because they have this huge arsenal.
On Iraq and the axis of evil, the president said all options are on the table. What does that mean?
It means that he will not say anything about how the U.S. will use any of its weaponry, including that nuclear arsenal we just talked about. And he wants to send a very strong message to Iraq that they are being watched and that the U.S. expects certain behavior of them, starting with weapons inspections, but he didn't go a great deal beyond that. And he again portrayed Saddam Hussein as a bad guy. Talked about how he's somebody who's who's gassed his own people. And Iraq remains, he said today, on notice. Though, again, we don't know when any or what any action could be in the future.
And finally, Don, and briefly, this business of the confirmation for Judge Pickering and the president's choice of speaking about that first. Why?
He started with that. There is a vote in a Senate committee tomorrow on Pickering, and it may go down, and it was a last chance to try to sell salvage it, and to criticize Democrats, whom he says are holding up the process and playing politics with judges.
Thank you, NPR's Don Gagne at the White House.